How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, I'm Mike Wilson, and Andy is on vacation once again this week, but rumor has it he may be joining the show in hour two. We will see. But this first hour, we are joined by our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, how we doing on this lovely Sunday, and happy Father's Day?
Well, we're doing fine, thanks, Mike. Nice and sunny here today, about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels a little bit warmer, but it's sunny. I'm sure it's not as hot and sunny as it is down there in Greater Phoenix, but a very nice day here, and for once, I probably get to say I'm a little bit more comfortable in the weather when we do this show than you are.
That would be true. It is a little bit more sunny and hot down here for sure. I think the high today is going to be the low 100s. But we got plenty of baseball. We got plenty of Stanley Cup to talk about. So come on back, ladies and gentlemen. Join John and I on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, and for the entire first hour, I am joined by our professor of sports in John Poulter. John, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of hockey and baseball, so let's just start with hockey. Yeah, the Stanley Cup ended. Andy's adopted team of the Las Vegas Golden Knights wins the Stanley Cup for the first time in their short history of 6 years. John, give me your synopsis. Give me your thoughts about why Vegas won the Stanley Cup this year.
Well, I think they won the Stanley Cup primarily because they were a better team in the finals. We saw the Florida Panthers come from the eighth seed in the East and knocked off Boston, knocked off Toronto, then knocked off Carolina, and made all three of those series look relatively easy. But I think when they got into Vegas for the fourth series in a row, of course, starting on the road because they were the number eight seed, they just ran into a team that was a little bit deeper, a little bit stronger, I think probably just a little bit more finely tuned. And just one of those things, I think it was just Vegas's year, quite frankly. They played very well all through the season. They had a very competitive season. They were in first place for most of the year. And as I mentioned, finished first in the Western Conference in terms of the seeding. So that home ice advantage in the final was a big advantage. And, you know, it's quite interesting because four of the five games in the final were decided by home ice. Whereas in the first three rounds, 24 of the 40 games in the East and 22 of the 43 games in the West were won by the road team. So we kind of saw a little bit of a swing. But I just thought Vegas had better balance. I just thought they were a better team. And there's no question that the Florida Panthers greatly missed Matthew Tkachuk in the deciding game. Had been playing at least one game prior to that with a broken sternum, and none of us can imagine what that must feel like to play in a hockey game with a broken sternum. But Tkachuk was kind of the heart and soul of that team. He was their inspirational leader. He seemed to be the guy that always dug deep. A couple of game-winning goals in overtime, another game-winning goal with about 5 or 6 seconds left to play, so effectively another overtime goal. I just think that Florida was a little bit outmatched, and I just thought Vegas was a worthy champion this year, quite frankly, Mike.
No, I will agree with that statement. And, you know, Andy's adopted the Golden Knights as his team. I adopted, you know, the Seattle Kraken, and they had a good season as well to get off the snide, got in playoffs, pulled some upsets. When you look at Vegas being in for 6 years and you look at the Kraken being the new team on the block, you know, once again, and I know we've talked about this before, but how do these teams that come into the league just make such an immediate impact on the league so quickly?
Well, I think looking at the Seattle situation, I think they sort of built their model very much on what they had seen Vegas do 4 years early. Obviously, Seattle now 2 years in the league. They learned an awful lot from Vegas. Vegas came into the league at a very interesting period because they were the first expansion team to come in post-salary cap. And that gave them some advantages because they had no bad contracts to deal with right off the bat. Pretty much every other team in the league at the time Vegas came in had one or two contracts that were maybe a little bit overextended in terms of term and or in terms of money. So they didn't have any bad contracts to start with, so they were starting with a clean sheet. That gave them a number of advantages. That gave them the advantage of being able to take on a bigger contract from another team, perhaps from a team that couldn't afford to pay that contract because they had to stay within the cap. But because the expansion fee for the Vegas team to get in was $500 million, the league had to give them some breaks in terms of picking up players from other teams that weren't the dregs from the other teams. And they reduced the protected list substantially. That meant that Vegas was going to get at least one good player from every team. So they started out with a huge advantage over other expansion teams. They used those picks well. They used their salary cap space well because they took on some salaries that other teams weren't prepared to pay or couldn't pay, and in some cases were given good draft choices by teams to take on those big contracts. They then took those draft picks and either used them in further trades or they used them to draft wisely and develop those players wisely. And of the original roster, six of those guys from the original day one roster were still on the Stanley Cup roster. So I think that tells us something about the way that Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager, and George McPhee, the president of hockey operations in Vegas, molded this franchise. And they had a couple of years head start to do all of their scouting and their looking at contracts and analysis and all of those wonderful things. But I think that that's where the key is, that the management of that team was very good. They made some wise decisions. They took a little bit of a gamble here and there. I think the only mistake they probably made was trading Marc-Andre Fleury. They still had good goaltending this time around with Aiden Hill, but I think if they'd have had Fleury, they might have finished this off a little bit earlier. But, you know, in terms of points on 100, I got to give management 99 out of 100 in terms of putting that team together. I think they did a masterful job.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, to put it together and you know, the Vegas Knights have been a force, like I said, since they've pretty much been in the league, and you went into great detail, awesome detail about why that success happened so quickly. Now we got the Kraken on the scene. Maybe they can do the same thing. Maybe they'll do a little bit of copycat of how maybe Vegas has done it. But at the end of the day, we had two teams in the Stanley Cup final that not necessarily a ton of people, certainly with Florida, had in the final because, you know, a lot of people thought Colorado was going to be in there. I know I was in that ship. I'm certain Andy was. I'm sure you probably had some thoughts of Colorado being the Stanley Cup final. Boston with their phenomenal regular season that they had. When we come, you know, when the next season starts, obviously Vegas is going to be on the docket for everybody, seeing if they can repeat. But where did Colorado and Boston fit into all this, seeing that they fell short of what their goal was?
Well, Boston and Colorado were my picks for the Stanley Cup final the day we talked about the predictions for the Stanley Cup final. So, you know, I got to hold my hand up there, too, and say that I was guilty of naming those two teams based on what I thought were two quality teams and their records during the season and the fact that they had a history of winning. I was quite surprised, I guess shocked is probably a better description, of the fact that both of those teams were ousted in Game 7s at home in the first round. Boston probably the bigger surprise because it was by a number 8 seed and Boston was so dominant all season. Seattle deserved that win against Colorado. They played a superb road game in Game 7. Seattle, a 100-point team. I mean, they were a wild card team. They were the 7th seed. They were the first wild card. But that's a team that won 46 games, only lost 28, and had 8 overtime losses for 100 points as a second-year team. And, yeah, I think they used Vegas as a model in terms of trying to build that team. I think other teams learned a little bit from dealing with Vegas in their expansion situation, probably a little bit more cautious in dealing with Seattle in similar situations. I think that was probably the difference between Vegas in year one and Seattle in year one. But at the end of the day, no question that Seattle is on the right track. Boston and Colorado got to be contenders next year simply because of their performance over the regular season this year. But let's not forget that New Jersey was a surprise. They played extremely well. The Rangers came on nicely at the end of the year. Pittsburgh, a little bit of a disappointment. I still think Pittsburgh's a better team on paper than they showed by not making the playoffs this year. And talking about Pittsburgh, let's remember that if Pittsburgh doesn't lose to Chicago in the second or third last regular season game, Florida doesn't even get in the playoffs. If Florida doesn't get in the playoffs, this whole story of the 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs is a totally different story because the Florida Panthers don't get in and the Pittsburgh Penguins do. So you got to think that those teams are that close. Pittsburgh is still close enough to make a difference. Toronto, another disappointing season, although they did win a first-round series this year, so that's a feather in their cap, but fell totally flat against the Florida Panthers. Edmonton, a disappointment. The Los Angeles Kings were a nice surprise this season. So I think when you look at what we have seen over the course of this regular season and the couple of surprises we saw in the playoffs, I think you're probably looking at 8 or 10 teams that are in the hunt for the Stanley Cup in the 23-24 season, Mike.
Yeah, no, and I would tend to agree with that. And I hear the music, so we got to take a break. John, we'll come back. We'll stick with the NHL for a little bit and then get into Major League Baseball. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with John Poulter and Mike Wilson. Come back, everybody.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, I'm Mike Wilson. Joined the entire hour, the entire first hour, with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're talking baseball. We're going to get into hockey shortly. John, let people know how they can get in touch with you through social media, that kind of stuff, real quick here.
Just on the Twitter handle, Mike, it's at 12 John Poulter.
All right. And you can get in touch with Andy and I through Facebook, the Dorf on Sports Facebook page, The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram, on Twitter. You can get a hold of Andy at Andy Dorf on Twitter, I believe it is. My Twitter has kind of been null and void for a while now, but you can certainly get in touch with me through the Facebook page or Instagram page all you want. John, you know, we've been talking about, you know, hockey, obviously, with the Stanley Cup finishing up in Vegas and the Golden Knights winning the cup. And, you know, I've seen the highlights of the parade and the speeches on Saturday night. Let's just say people were certainly enjoying themselves on the strip on Saturday night, especially the Golden Knights team. But then, you know, I also thought, we got a team in the desert that wins the Stanley Cup. We got a team from Florida that was the runner-up. And then, you know, I've heard this talked about a little bit, you know, during the week. Hockey is Canada's sport. It's like it's national pastime. What's going on that these Canadian teams just aren't making the mark that they used to? I mean, really, Americans, we love hockey, we like hockey, but it's not like the national pastime like it is in Canada. How can these Canadian teams kind of get back in the mix? Is it a money thing, a market thing, or is it a little bit of everything kind of mixed in that's kind of maybe holding some of these Canadian teams back a little bit?
I think it's a mixture of a bunch of things, Mike. You can't really say it's money because every team is governed by a salary cap, which is around $83.5 million U.S. So it all, you know, it's just like, you know, you talk to kids, and the kid that comes out of the week with the most money is the kid who spent his allowance the most wisely. And I look at some of the contracts that some of these Canadian teams have handed out and ended up having to eat or having to sit and watch a guy perform at less than fair market value. I think that's a part of it. A lot of the American players and even some of the Canadian players are a little bit more reluctant to sign with a Canadian team because of the tax situation. There are no tax-free states or tax-free provinces in Canada the same as there are in the United States. We all know that state taxes are all different. I think Florida is probably the lowest, and then there's some of the warmer states, the Texas, the Arizonas, the Californias, probably a little bit less, make it a little bit more attractive. You've also got the weather that makes it a little bit more attractive for a guy that can sign anywhere to go to a market like that. I'm not so sure that the problem is money in Canada, because all of the teams are relatively well-heeled in terms of owners. The Ottawa Senators sold this week for $950 million U.S. to a gentleman by the name of Michael Andlauer. He purchased it from the estate that had been trying to sell the team. The Eugene Melnyk estate had been trying to sell the team since Mr. Melnyk's passing about a year and a half ago. He's made his money in the transportation and health business. He has a history in junior hockey. He's run successful franchises in the American Hockey League and in the Canadian Junior Hockey League. So I don't think money is an issue. Management certainly hasn't been an issue. Canada has always attracted good managers. They've always attracted good coaches. The markets are a little bit smaller. You can talk about a market like Winnipeg, which is probably the smallest market in Canada. There isn't the fan base in Winnipeg that there is in Montreal, there isn't in Toronto and in Vancouver. But the states have got market problems too. I mean, we've talked many times about the problem the Arizona Coyotes have got in terms of attracting fans. And Winnipeg has a better fan base and a more secure fan base than the Arizona Coyotes have. And there's a lot of nice things about living in Arizona in the wintertime. I know I'm preaching to the converted when I tell you that, but you know, would you rather live in Arizona in the wintertime or Winnipeg? I think 99.5 people out of 100 would say they'd rather live in Arizona. But the Winnipeg Jets are a better hockey franchise, better hockey atmosphere, better place to play hockey. So I think it's a combination of things. I'm not sure that money is the problem. I think climate is a problem. I think taxes are a problem. And I just think it's also a numbers issue. 7 out of 32 teams are in Canada. Therefore, the ratio is close to 4-1. You got to figure that 4 years out of 5 on an even playing field, a U.S. team is going to win the Stanley Cup. Unfortunately, it's been 30 years since the Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. That's far too long, speaking as a Canadian.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I would absolutely agree with that statement. You know, it's so funny in any major sport, whether it's the NBA, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, as soon as the season's done, as soon as the championship is done, people start talking about the next season, right? Like, what do you expect? All that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm with you. I would expect, obviously, the Golden Knights are going to play a part in being right there, trying to get back to the Stanley Cup final. But, you know, we've talked about the Bostons, the Colorados. Is there a team that we're not, maybe that had a good run this year, had a good season, that could make the leap into being a contender for the 2023-24 season?
Great question. We talked briefly about the Los Angeles Kings, and the Kings, to me, performed a lot better this year than I expected them to, as did the New Jersey Devils. The Devils... I didn't have them picked for anything more than a wild card spot, and I don't think I was alone when I made that suggestion. But here's a team that had 52 wins, 22 losses, 8 overtime losses for 112 points, stood themselves very well in the East. The only team that could put them out was the Carolina Hurricanes. So, you know, I've got to think that New Jersey was a big surprise. Whether they will step back a little bit in 23-24, only time will tell. I think Pittsburgh has got to get better. As I mentioned, Pittsburgh only one game away from getting into the postseason, and maybe the Florida story doesn't even happen if Pittsburgh wins that game against the Chicago Blackhawks. So there's always some teams that will come out of nowhere. There's a lot of teams that are still a long ways away from getting anywhere, and I'm talking about Arizona, I'm talking about Anaheim, I'm talking about Vancouver. But I see, and I'm talking about Chicago, but I see Detroit improving. I see Winnipeg, another good season. I think Nashville is a better team than they showed this year. So I think we've got a lot of teams that can look forward to 23-24. Buffalo played well. Buffalo was even in first place in their division for a while this year. So at the end of the day, I think we're looking at a very competitive 23-24 season. Yeah, we're going to see the usual dogs. Yes, we're going to see the odd team that's not only a dog, but a dog with fleas. But every sport has that. You know, we can look at the baseball world and say the Oakland Athletics and the Washington Nationals are going to be terrible teams for the last two or three years. That has become expected. But they will have their day as well.
No, a dog with fleas. That's the first time I've heard that reference, like, ever used in a sports analogy. So I'm going to have to kind of keep that one for future reference. Once again, was there a player that surprised you this year? Was there a player that you're like, wow, I thought he was going to be better, or there's a player that you're like, wow, okay, this player is better than I thought he was moving forward, and what we can look forward to for the upcoming season?
Tough question. I would say I'm going to go back to your favorite part of the world when I say this. I think the guy that surprised me the most was Matty Beniers in Seattle. I knew he was a good player.
Yep.
I did not expect him to be as dominant amongst the rookie crop as he was. That to me, he's far and away the winner in the Calder Trophy race. He had 57 points. I think Owen Power, who is one of the other nominees, had 35, and the third nominee is Edmonton goaltender Stuart Skinner. I thought he was kind of hot and cold. To me, that's a one-horse race. Beniers, I knew he was a good player, and I had seen him play a little bit. He's from the Boston area, but I thought he handled himself extremely well on a young franchise that did extremely well. So he was probably the nicest surprise in terms of what I saw this year, Mike.
All right. Well, hey, we will come back and we'll talk some Major League Baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come on back, everybody.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in driving range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
To the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined once again for the entire hour this week by our professor of sports, John Poulter, coming to us from Toronto, Canada. And John usually talks hockey and baseball with us. So this is, we've had a great conversation about the Stanley Cup and the NHL season coming to an end. But now, hey, let's switch it up and let's go Major League Baseball, because we're kind of getting to those dog days of summer a little bit in terms of Major League Baseball. And, you know, you take a look at the standings, and there's Tampa Bay. Once again, Tampa Bay, 51 wins. They're just leading the pack. They've been playing great baseball since the get-go of the season. Baltimore, 6 games back. Minnesota and Cleveland are battling out in the Central. Minnesota with a 3.5-game lead. Texas, Houston in the American League West. Houston 4.5 games back of Texas. Texas is, you know, they've spent a lot of money, and I know we've talked about that, John. And, you know, you spend money to make money type of thing, in my opinion. And the National League, Atlanta was my pick to win it all, and they're not proving me wrong yet. They're up 5 games on Miami, and Miami's a bit of a shock to me, being in second place there. Philly, the Mets, I think are underperforming in my book. The Central, the National League Central, Milwaukee up by 0.5 game. It's probably the most competitive division, but I know that it's probably not the best division in terms of the teams, and a lot of teams being under 500 or right around 500. And then, you know, one of the surprises in Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks up 4 games on the Dodgers, and everybody just kind of pencils in the Dodgers to win that division just about every year, because they just go out and spend money like it's Monopoly money to get whoever they want. But Arizona is playing great baseball so far, so good. I think a lot of Diamondbacks fans don't want us to talk about them because they don't want anything to get jinxed in terms of beating the Dodgers. But so far, I mean, look, we're what, like 75 games in-ish, you know, give or take a game. John, what do you think so far? I mean, we're 75 games in, so the teams are who they are, kind of deal. But what's been a surprise, what's been kind of a disappointment so far, 75 games in?
Well, there's no question that we're almost halfway. I mean, this time next week, we will be halfway in the schedule in terms of, the numbers. To your point, we're 75 games in, so you add another week, we're pretty much at the halfway mark for most teams. It's been a season of streaks to me. You know, we've talked about the Tampa Bay Rays coming out of the gate real quick, and to your point, 51-23, still the best record in baseball. I don't want to say that they're a surprise, because we know that they're always a good team. I mean, this is a team that, for some reason or other, seems to grow pitchers, and they seem to bring guys up and put them into the rotation, put them into the bullpen, and we've never heard of them. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, Tampa Bay is probably one of the best teams. They do it on a very small budget, and they know exactly when to deal a guy. You know, they have dealt to 2 or 3 of their better pitchers, and we all kind of looked at it and said, why would they deal a guy like that? And then it turns out that it was the right deal, because the guy didn't do as well after he had left Tampa Bay, and they got something good back in return. So maybe they're a little bit of a surprise in terms of the way they're dominating that division. A bit of a surprise to me is the fact that we have one entire division that's 500 or better. That's the American League East, the Boston Red Sox in last place at 35-35. Then you go to the direct opposite to the Central Division of the American League. There's only one team there above 500, the Minnesota Twins, and that's barely at 36-35. So that's an odd situation. Texas came out of the gate really fast, as you mentioned. They've done all of this without Jacob deGrom, who I'm sure they expected was going to be a 10, 12, 15-game winner. I don't think anybody anticipated him going on the injured list for the season, as he has. Houston Astros are always going to be there. That's a much better team than people give it credit for. I think what Dusty Baker is doing there in terms of pitching, putting together a rotation, a pitching rotation almost with scotch tape, quite frankly, because he's lost a couple of guys. He's lost Verlander to the Mets. He's lost a couple of guys that are out for the rest of the season with injury. McCullers went on the injured list this week, so he's patching things together there. Atlanta Braves, I sort of agreed with you that the Braves were the pick in the National League East. They're sitting there with a nice, comfortable lead over a very surprising Florida Marlins team. I'm really not sure how they're doing it, other than the fact that with a guy like Alcantara, you're not going to get any 4- and 5-game losing streaks. He's going to come in and stop it for you. The Mets, no question they're underperforming. They spent all of that money, 33-37, and don't look like they're going to get out of that funk anytime soon. Phillies have been inconsistent. They've been a very streaky team. They're 3 games above 500 now, but that's only because they're 8-2 in their last 10 and have won their last 5. But the Braves have won their last 5, and they're also 8-2. So, you know, the Phillies must be sitting there wondering, what do we have to do to get back into this race? The Central Division of the National League, it's a dog. The Brewers up by a half a game, 36-34. The Reds, very surprising Cincinnati Reds, 8-2 in their last 10, 7 in a row, now find themselves in second place at 36-35. Pirates have been a surprise in that division. The Cardinals have been an absolute huge disappointment. I wish I knew I could explain to you what I think the problem is with the Cardinals. My gut feeling is that Marmo has lost the clubhouse. I thought this some time ago when he criticized Tyler O'Neill publicly for not hustling. O'Neill, in my opinion, did not hustle on that play, but I thought maybe Marmo could have handled it better, and I'm wondering just how much that team really wants to play for him now. I would not be in the least bit surprised if we see a managerial change in St. Louis. And the last division you touched on, the Dodgers 39-32, all of a sudden find themselves 4 games behind the Diamondbacks. I watched a good portion of the Giants-Dodgers game Saturday night from Los Angeles, a 15-0 win for the Giants in Los Angeles. You have to know that the Dodgers are hurting when something like that happens. And quite frankly, the game wasn't close. It was a realistic, fair score at 15-0. And I saw a very unusual thing in that game last night, and that was Tyler Beck, the relief pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, got a save in a 15-0 game because he pitched the last 4 innings. You don't see that very often. I'm looking for some of these teams to make some deals at the deadline. They've got to get back in the race. And, of course, talking about the National League West, everybody thought the San Diego Padres were going to be the 1-1A with the Dodgers, and the Padres have been struggling to get to 500 all season. So you got to think they've got a run in them somewhere. They'll get back into it, but it has become a very, very interesting Major League Baseball season.
That is the voice of our professor of sports, John Poulter, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You know, John, you just touched on something I was going to bring up anyways. These teams that need to make a deal, or maybe they sometimes the best deal is to stay put, right? Who do you expect to make a deal? I know you kind of touched on the Dodgers maybe making a deal, but who are those teams that are going to make a deal or will be better served if they just stood pat?
Well, I think a lot of teams are probably going to look at adding spare parts, Mike, more than anything else, and I'm thinking Baltimore for one. I mean, why do you fix something that doesn't appear to be broken? You know, that they're only 6 games behind Tampa Bay. I don't know how many games they have left with Tampa Bay, but there's certainly enough time left in the season to make up those games. I can see Baltimore adding some pieces. The Yankees are 10 games out. We all know that whenever the Yankees have a problem, they solve it by writing a check. I don't suspect that it will be any different this year. They will go out and probably do something. I don't see the Red Sox doing very much because I think they're progressing better than they thought they would. somebody in that Central Division has to make the first move. I think every team in that Central Division, certainly the top three, the Twins, the Guardians, and the White Sox, probably see themselves with a chance to get into it. I'll discount Kansas City and Detroit for the immediate conversation. I think somebody there makes a move to try and get a one-up on the other two teams and say, you know, we have a chance to win this division even though we're mediocre. Maybe we're just one player away. Maybe they go and get that guy. Texas, I can see themselves strengthening themselves a little bit. Same thing with Houston. I'm not sure what the Braves need. Maybe the Braves need an extra bat off the bench. Maybe they need a utility infielder. Maybe they need another guy in the bullpen, but they certainly don't need anything major. Miami might feel that they need something to get them a little bit closer to the Braves. National League Central, I think, is much like the American League Central. I think a lot of teams there will look at that and say, hey, you know, this is not that far away from us getting into the postseason. Maybe we're just one or two players away, a little bit of fine-tuning here or there. I see the Dodgers at the Padres doing something, and maybe even the San Francisco Giants. You know, all of a sudden they're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 6 in a row. They're only 4.5 games out. They're only a half a game behind the Dodgers. There's nothing to stop the San Francisco Giants from going out and adding something to their arsenal and getting themselves back into the race. So I think it's going to be a very interesting trade deadline conversation for a lot of GMs in Major League Baseball, because there's a lot of guys that might feel they want to sit on the fence, but also might feel that if they could get that one extra player, they could get themselves right back into a pretty tight race. And we all know that once you get into the postseason, a lot of things can happen, and you also get all that extra revenue, and that's what these guys are all in business for.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I make this comment to Andy or you or like just anybody, my own kids. Like, talk about the playoffs and the postseason. Just get to the dance. You get in the dance, and like you said, anything can happen. Let me ask you really quick here, because I know we got a break coming up. Masataka Yoshida, as a rookie, you know, and I know the last thing you like to talk about are the Boston Red Sox, but how is he proving his critics wrong as a rookie?
He's been a surprise to me. You know, we're looking at a guy here that's, what's he hit, 7 home runs, 36 RBIs, .309 batting
right.
average. I think he's probably a better player than I thought he was. You know, when guys come over from Japan, you're really never sure what you're going to see, because the Japanese league is very good. It's better than AAA, but it's not the major leagues. And you never know whether a guy is going to be a superstar in Japan and only an average player here, or whether he's going to pick it up. I mean, Ohtani is the classic example. I mean, we all knew he was good, but did any of us think he was going to be this good in the major leagues? I didn't think we would, but, you know, if we're talking about rookies, I think you get to see a guy every day that, to me, is by far and away the best rookie in the league this year. National League, obviously, being in Arizona, but Corbin Carroll, you know, here's a guy with 15 home runs, 38 RBIs, and, you know, he's hitting .307, .389 on base percentage, .982 OPS. I mean, here's a guy that's a big piece of that success in Arizona that we talked about earlier when we talked about how they were ahead of the Dodgers.
Yeah, look, a few weeks ago I got to see Yoshida play live and in person, and I was impressed by how he plays the game. So, you know, once again, we will go to a break. It is John Poulter and I, Mike Wilson, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come right back, people. We got a lot more to talk about.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My name is Mike Wilson. I've been joined this entire hour by our professor of sports, John Poulter, coming to us live from Toronto, Canada. John, you know, before we get out of here for the first hour, and once again, I appreciate you doing the whole hour with me. I know you're a busy man, got lots of things to do, but I appreciate you hanging with me for the entire hour. Let me ask you this real quick, a baseball question about the Oakland A's. The A's are moving. We all know that. Were the A's given a fair shake by Rob Manfred?
Fair shake from the standpoint of their stadium, or from what standpoint?
Stadium and the move, because I heard a few days ago that Manfred, you know, waived the relocation fee of $300 million. So it almost seems like Manfred wanted them to go to Vegas instead of trying to make it work in Oakland. I mean, is there something to that, or is it just strictly business?
I think it's strictly business. I've said for many, many years that the Bay Area is not, in my mind, an area that can support two teams. It seems that whenever the Giants have been drawing well, the A's have suffered and vice versa. Been a big problem in terms of a stadium. I had a chat with a very good friend of mine earlier this week about the Vegas stadium, and he pointed out to me that the new stadium in Vegas is only 33,000 people, and that really surprised me because I would have thought that they were building a stadium in that part of the world for a new team to entice somebody. I would have thought they would have gone bigger. I'm guessing that there was a cap put on it from a cost standpoint, and for the $389 million or whatever it is, that's all you get is $33,000. I think the Bay Area will be better off with one team, quite frankly. So yes, I think there was something in that, but I think it's a good decision.
Once again, John, thank you for joining us. We will talk next week. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell.
President Biden's re-election campaign underway, his first major 2024 event at a rally hosted by union members in Philadelphia.
We've got a record to run on. And most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
Biden says he's proud to be the most pro-union president in American history.
Not a joke. I've been saying this for a long time. Long before I ran for president, the middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
The event held one day after the president endorsed by the AFL-CIO.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
Secretary of State Blinken in China today for high-level talks. Unclear if the president of that country will actually be meeting with him. Starting in July, there will be a new director at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Correspondent Jim Forbes has the story.
North Carolina's former health secretary is set to become the new head of the CDC. CNN has confirmed that President Biden will appoint physician Mandy Cohen to the position. The previous leader of the agency, Rochelle Walensky, will be stepping down on June 30th. Biden said in a statement that Cohen has a, quote, proven track record protecting Americans' health and safety. I'm Jim Forbes.
Barbecues and big gatherings today, all to celebrate our fathers, and lots of money being spent on dad, too.
Consumers are expected to spend roughly $23 billion this year on Father's Day gifts. The amount is $3 billion more than last year's total, according to the National Retail Federation, and it's a record high. About three-fourths of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday. I'm Chris Caraggio.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tom. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
It's no accident President Biden started campaigning this weekend in Pennsylvania. It's a key swing state where endorsements seem to matter for some voters. Here's correspondent Brian Shook.
The AFL-CIO gave him their support and called Biden the most pro-union president in our lifetimes. Pennsylvania will be a key swing state in the upcoming election. Former President Trump won the state by less than one percentage point in 2016, only for Biden to win by one point in 2020.
We continue continue to wait on the Supreme Court to issue rulings on two key issues. Here's correspondent Michael Kastner on the story.
Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included. Two cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina will determine if race can be used as a factor in college admissions. There are two cases centered on Biden's plan to cancel some student loans that also yet to have opinions issued on them. There are still 18 opinions to be released for this term, with the next batch scheduled to be handed down on Thursday.
Entertainment news. Disney Plus will start debuting newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studios shorts next month. Correspondent Trey Thomas with the story.
The more than two dozen shorts date as far back as 1927 and feature classic characters like Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. The first six shorts will hit the streaming service on July 7th.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, I am Mike Wilson, and I am joined by the host of the show, who has been on vacation, Andy Dorf. He's coming to us live from parts unknown, probably on a ship, drinking a pina colada or something like that. Andy, what's going on, my man?
I ain't mad at you, brother. That's all I know. I ain't mad at you today. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm glad to be, obviously, talking to you on a Sunday morning like we always do. And you know what? Location is a little bit different, obviously, like you're saying. I'm not in Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, like we normally are doing the program together. But I'm in New Orleans right now, man. I'm back on U.S. soil for a few hours, so I figured, why in the hell not join my partner, my tag team partner in crime? I mean, come on now. And I listened to the first hour with you and John. Fantastic stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. So I enjoyed listening to you guys while I was kind of preparing and getting mentally prepared to hang out with you for an hour, man.
I don't know if you need to be mentally prepared to hang out with me, but I appreciate you chiming in. We will be back after these words, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf, come back, people. We got a lot to talk about.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am now joined by the LeBron James or the Michael Jordan of radio in Andy Dorf. I'm not saying that he references himself in that fashion. I just reference him in that fashion just to get him laughing. So, anyways, Andy, we talked about, John and I talked about the Stanley Cup final and your Vegas Knights, you know, popping the champagne last night and everything. Well, look, about an hour and a half flight east of Vegas is Denver, Colorado, and those Denver Nuggets popped the champagne and won their very first franchise NBA title. They were fun to watch. It was the Nikola Jokic show, in my opinion, for a lot of these playoffs in the West and the finals. Just give me your overall thoughts about the Denver Nuggets and what they did this season.
First and foremost, brother, there ain't no party like a Vegas party, right? Like, holy cow, what an amazing party that they had with that parade, and just so cool. Because like you were saying, and I know you gave me a lot of props and a lot of credit, Vegas Knights, man, I adopted that team since, you know, that team that we have in our backyard is not getting the greatest support and this and that and the other, and it's tough for them to be in Phoenix, Arizona in general. So Vegas, you did it right. You made the Dorf Man proud, and that was really cool to see. And like you said, an hour and a half away from there, if you take a flight, you go to Denver, and there you have Nikola Jokic, man. This guy, he just absolutely showed the world of basketball, like, I'm the man, and there ain't nothing y'all can do about it. I may look weird, I may look funky, I may not have the best vertical, but at the end of the day, he gets the job done better than anybody in the league right now. So major props to the Choker and how he performed. And I want to take it a little further, man. Think about Murray and what he did. You know,
yeah.
This guy came back from a hell of an injury, and the guy looked pretty much like himself from the old days. So really, really cool to see those two guys obviously get their championship. And like you said, Denver getting their first championship in franchise history. They were the best of this group. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, the Miami Heat were exhausted. So I look at that series, and I kind of wonder what if they didn't have to play seven games with Boston, right? Like, would that have been a big difference? I think it might have, to be honest with you, Mike. So Jimmy Buckets was gassed. Caleb Martin had nothing left. You know, Kyle Lowry was trying to do everything he could. Bam was getting washed out by Joker. So, like you're saying, Joker just showed the world how good he is and what level he's playing at, which nobody's reaching right now besides him. So I want to bring this up to you, though, because, like, since we're talking about this, and, you know, there are other imposing figures, right? Like, Giannis is very imposing. Joel Embiid is very imposing. But I noticed something way different about the way that Jokic, when he gets the ball in the high post, he goes old school, man, and he, like, puts his back to the basket, and he has the opportunity to take you in the post up, or he's going to kick the ball out to other guys, or he's going to kick the ball to a slasher. Giannis takes the ball, and he goes head first right down the lane. Like, something's got to change there. Joel Embiid, he takes the ball, and he goes to the three-point line. Like, it doesn't make sense. You know,
right.
I understand these guys are 7 foot, and the whole concept of the game today is shoot it from as far away from the basket as you possibly can, but, dude, they're 7-footers, man. Like, come on. Know your role. Know where you should take the shots from more often than not. You shouldn't, like, did you watch Joker, man? The guy didn't want to take three-pointers. It was almost like he was forced into taking those, and he would still make them. I know that. But and he also shoots better than Embiid and or Giannis. So he's the complete package right now, man. And like I said, it doesn't have to look extremely pretty. It is extremely effective what he does. So, yeah, he's the best player in the world right now, man. And it's hard for me to admit it because, you know, I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I'm a Giannis fan. But Joker is the man right now in the NBA, if you ask me. And he has the most control. I think that's what I noticed. He doesn't get too fast. He doesn't get ahead of himself, Mike. Like these other guys,
right.
It seems like the game gets a little too quick for him. Joker just played at such a slow pace, and everything was moving, but it was almost like he was standing still. So really impressed with the way that he obviously performed. And I think that, you know, everyone was talking about before, this guy hasn't won at this level, da-da-da-da-da. Well, all that has been answered, right? Like, it's over. This guy deserves for us to be calling him the best player in the world right now.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the voice of Andy Dorf, the usual host of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, who is joining us from New Orleans today. You know, Andy, you hit it on the head with the Joker. He's not imposing like the Freak. He's not imposing like the current MVP, which that's always been up for debate in Joel Embiid. I mean, for a guy who can't jump up on a curve in terms of his vertical, he gets the job done. And, you know, growing up in Portland, Oregon, we had a guy there for a while, Arvydas Sabonis, who was 7'4", mm-hmm. just a big human being. But, man, could he pass. He could pass. He could hit threes. Joker reminds me of him. And he makes everybody around him better. When you got a 7-footer, Andy, that can throw no-look passes in traffic or throw lobs in traffic to an Aaron Gordon or a Michael Porter Jr. He makes everybody else on his team better. And he makes everybody else on the team want to throw that extra pass to the open guy. He is the example. And I would put Giannis in this category as well. They're both team first guys. Like there's no, sure. I mean, they both have egos, but it's not like look at me type of ego. It's like, how do I get these guys on my team to play better? How do I get these guys to perform at the level that we need to win a championship, to win a game, you know, all those kind of things. And watching Joker put it together during the playoffs, and people were like, well, they had an easy run to the playoffs. You know what? People thought Phoenix was going to beat them. People thought the Lakers were going to beat them. And what did they do? They put the Suns away in six. They said, Lakers, get out of here. We're just going to sweep you and get out of town. They showed that they have the grit. They showed that they have the depth to go up against some of the best teams in the NBA and just make them look silly. And you know what? You take a look at the guys, Andy, that they have under contract for the next few years. That whole core, they're going to be paying some money, but that whole core is signed up for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And, you know, this could be the start of something special in Denver, because they can keep that core together, can't they?
Yeah, that, and they also made the trade to get the draft picks, too. So I agree with you. They're capitalizing on the moment, for sure. You know, you mentioned Aaron Gordon, but at the end of the day, bro, that guy was like the unsung hero. Think about the guys that he was defending in every one of these series. He was absolutely unbelievable for the Denver Nuggets. And Bruce Brown, I mean, come on, man. Those two guys.
Right.
We're so electrifying for them and just so big in moments. So it's hard to say, like, again, man, I know they wound up winning the championship, and I think there's something to your point about having somewhat of an easier run in the postseason for them in the Western Conference. But again, you play who's in front of you. So ultimately, at the end of the day, they're not in control of that, right? They're in control of what they do out on the basketball floor. And they played tremendous basketball throughout the playoffs, and they were the one team to me that they never broke apart. Like they stayed together throughout the whole thing. You know, in the series against Miami, Miami was tired, but you could also kind of see like their heads were down at moments, and they weren't the same as they were when they were playing against the Milwaukee Bucks, the Knicks, and the Boston Celtics. So. I do think it was an easy run, but I also think it just happened, man. It's not like that was the plan or anything. It wound up being easy, but maybe it's just because they were so much better than everybody else, right? So it seems easy in the amount of games that they played versus the amount of games that Miami had to play, but they deserved to do what they did based on the way that they performed each and every night when they went out and played. So, again, man, kudos to the Denver Nuggets and kudos to Joker for getting that monkey off his back and all the people saying he can't win and this and that and the other. I guess he proved him wrong, Mike.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And, you know, I hear the music in the background, and, you know, we got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. But Andy Dorf and myself, Mike Wilson, will be back after this on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by Andy Dorf, who is coming to us live from New Orleans. I know he's not on Bourbon Street. I can tell you that much, but I know he's having a good time out there in New Orleans and other ports of entry. Andy, we've been talking about the NBA and just how good, you know, Denver was in this postseason and how good Jokic was, and you know, the thing that that gets mentioned a lot, and I don't think it can be mentioned enough, is, you know, look, you have a superstar in Milwaukee in Giannis. Giannis is extremely approachable. Giannis has a personality that makes people go to him and attract to him. And he's just an approachable guy. Jokic seems to me like that same kind of guy. He has kind of a softer, sarcastic side. And I think in the postgame presser after game five, when he was asked about the parade, and he was like, "When's the parade?" And they go, "Oh, it's Thursday." And he's like, and he kind of goes, "Oh, I got to get home, man." And just, you know, it's things like that to me that just make the Joker just kind of like Giannis. He's approachable. He seems like a regular dude. And you know, I think him and Giannis are going to go back and forth with being the face of the NBA. And I don't think you could pick out two better guys to be the face of the NBA right now, man.
I agree. I mean, Giannis is an unbelievable individual, comes from nothing, right? And he's made an unbelievable life for himself, his family, his mother. You know, when you think about Joker, it's similar, right? He's him and my buddy Novak Djokovic. They're both Serbs, you know. And again, like, these guys are big, big figures in the world, man. And you know, anywhere they go, people know who they are. So I think in a lot of ways, it behooves them to be extremely nice and approachable and friendly. And at the end of the day, man, those are all their fans, right? So it makes a lot of sense to me that these guys are appreciative of the moment and the lives that they're living. So, yeah, it's good to have those two guys as the face of the NBA for sure, man.
Yeah, for sure. Let me ask you about Zion Williamson. Okay, we all know Zion's story. Became a YouTube sensation in high school with his spectacular dunks and how he could jump out of the gym. He hasn't had that same kind of success in the NBA, and partly because he's been injured. He's missed a ton of games, and now there's word or reports out that the Pelicans are shopping him. Now, whether or not that is entirely true or not, people can speculate on that until the cows come home. But if you're New Orleans and you want to, quote unquote, like give up on Zion, what are you going to want in return, and who are you calling to maybe make a trade for Zion?
It's an interesting question. You think about Zion and how imposing he is. You know, we talked about imposing. This is a guy that's definitely imposing, but the problem is he weighs too much, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it's not like the guy's fat. You know, it's just the right impact that his body is taking, and then when you come down on the ground with weighing 300 pounds, it that's just not normal, man. So I think that he's an interesting guy because I don't think we know what the limit is yet, right? We just don't know. And I think we've seen flashes of brilliance from him. But again, it's the injuries that would really make me think about making a deal for a guy like Zion. So I think it'll be very interesting to see how they can try to make this possible, because in a way, what are you giving other people? You've given them like a little sign that this guy can be a great player, right? But because of the injuries, that's been limited. So it's interesting, like, that you bring that up, because when you think about some of these other names that are out there, the Bradley Beals, the Chris Paul, who sounds like he wants to go back to Phoenix, he'll take less money to go back to Phoenix, is kind of what I'm gathering from everything that I've read. You know, Bradley Beal, another guy that you had mentioned to me yesterday whenever I was talking to you about this, that, you know, he may get traded, but he controls his own destiny, right? Dame Lillard, your guy in Portland, bro. Like, who doesn't want that guy? You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there right now that I think potentially, if you get them in the right mix, they could be unstoppable. So it behooves the New Orleans Pelicans to figure out a way to move on from Zion. If you ask me, I think it's a smart move. I really do. But I wonder who's going to take that bait and say, well, I can change his habits, and I can get him to the next level. I can keep him healthy, because we know so much, right? There's always somebody that thinks they can change somebody. I don't know. We're in a new day, man. The athletes that we're seeing today, the way that they get injured, the way that they don't go out on the floor as often as guys back in the day used to, even when they were hurt, you've got to really want to get back out on the floor. And you know, watching the end of that season, I mean, how long did he have a hamstring injury for, man? Like, come on. That seemed to linger for 3 or 4 months. So, to me, it's more about, like, how dedicated is he, first and foremost, and then how do you sell that to somebody because of what you've seen from the body of work so far, Mike, right? Like, so Zion is a very, very, to me, that's a really, really interesting move, because I don't know who's going to want to pick that up.
Well, no, I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, talking about, you know, we've been talking about these athletes these days. We have someone on the line that's been watching a different type of athlete the past 3 days, and Mitch in Santa Monica. He is on the line. Mitch, how we doing, buddy?
I am absolutely blown away. I'm sorry I couldn't commit to the full day, and I roll over, and the sleep gets out of my eyes, and I'm like, wait, Andy Dorf on Sports is calling from, where the heck are you calling from, my man? The most hard,
well,
bone-crushing, eye-popping, jaw-dropping, hardest working man in all of sports talk entertainment. Andy, where are you, buddy? Man, what's up, man?
Jamaica, man, you know, brother, we've been all over the place, but right now I'm back in the Big Easy, I'm back in NOLA, and I'm on the cruise ship, man. I'm literally on the cruise ship talking to you guys, and I just had to, you know, it's one of those things, man. This is like a party, so I enjoy the party, I enjoy talking to Mike, I enjoy talking to you, and a big thanks to you for last week, brother, because that was huge. I can't tell you enough. That was absolutely enormous on your part. And I know that today is Father's Day, so first and foremost, I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Mitch in Santa Monica, happy Father's Day. You've got two great kids. You've got a great family, and you have been out at the U.S. Open. So you're the man, bro. You are the man. You said to Mike you're not taking in much sports, but then you're out in a golf event? So I'm a little confused, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, this week I was focusing, when I had some energy, it was on the U.S. Open, and the way things fell into place, I was able to go over to Los Angeles Country Club, got in at about 8:45 on Friday morning, stayed there till 4, and whatever you see on TV in terms of the elevations of that place, I mean, multiply it by at least 5. You have absolutely
Mitch, are you there? Did we lose Mitch?
Absolutely. We're losing MISM, man. The guy's having too much fun at these golf tournaments, man. But
I think he's trying to come back, but hey,
Mike, Mike, you should probably take us out of here anyway.
Yeah, hey, there's the music. We got to take a break. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, Mitch in Santa Monica on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Weekend edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by two cast of characters that it's hard to put an analogy with, but I got Andy Dorf, my partner in crime, and I got Mitch in Santa Monica, who's like, I didn't watch a lot of sports this week, but he's at the U.S. Open. I mean, come on now. So I didn't watch a lot of sports, but I wasn't at the U.S. Open, you know, whatever, but you know, Andy, give me your thoughts so far on the U.S. Open. I know you kind of been on a boat out of the country, but, you know, look, we got a great final day. I mean, Rory's up there. You got Ricky Fowler, who is looking for his first major, who hasn't won since 4 years ago here in the Valley of the Sun at the Waste Management. You got a leaderboard that's pretty good. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely, fellas. Like, come on, man. It's Father's Day weekend, right? And we got the U.S. Open golf, and you have a lot of guys from the U.S. that potentially could win this thing. I don't think it gets any more special than that when you really think about it. But, yeah, Rory's on top there. You got Wyndham Clark up there, right? I mean, there's definitely some Scotty's up there, for crying out loud. Scotty's in there every single week, right? I mean, dude is so good. It's crazy. I'm wondering... from MISM, I'm wondering from him, like, where were the galleries? Were they around Scotty? Were they around Rory? Were they a combo of that stuff? Like where were the masses of the people? MISM.
Well, so I was there on Friday. I'm sorry, I had a little technical thing there, but so Friday. We don't have the leaders, and so it's all kind of space. There was a ton of people around Phil Mickelson, a ton of people following him, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
Of course, the Rory Hideki Brooks group was interesting, was big. But what I found, and I saw them probably watch them on four holes. Two green was great. I mean, I was probably 10 feet away from Brooks. And Rory, it was fantastic. But what I found was super interesting was on 7T, 6th green is kind of like it goes down and it comes elevated, and then 7T is right on top of it. And on Thursday, the rounds were playing like 5.5 or 6 hours, and they're playing in 3 hours today, you know, because of the two thumbs and the cut. But it got so backed up. And Rory and Brooks are sitting there watching the guys come up, and they're just chatting it like they're buds. It was, and I wasn't sure if I should be happy about this. Should I be upset about this? Should I just be curious about this? But it was kind of like, all right, you know, I mean, Brooks wasn't really the devil when this all came down with Liv, but these guys, you know, they were walking the fairway and chatting it up and like laughing and stuff. And you know what? Okay, that's great for golf in that way. You know, Phil is one thing, but you know, so the crowds were all over the place. And, you know, so they were in the morning, and then the Fowler group was in the afternoon. and it swelled. My understanding is the crowd on Friday was much bigger than Thursday, and yesterday was insane. The issue there is there are a lot of grandstands they put in, so the regular gallery patron has a real tough time getting from one place to another. Like, I saw Matt Fitzpatrick hole-in-one. I was right watching 14 and 15, which was super cool. Mm-hmm. Except for, like, Matt, the way this course is designed, I couldn't see the ball drop in because there's this bunker lip that shaded the actual cup from you. So we all saw the shot, and then it was everyone on the green that reacted, and no one on the tee or in the fairway, or, you know, on the fairway of the par three actually could see the ball go in. I mean, the course is absolutely insane. And then as a member of the crowd, as a patron who's walking it, from one green, 2T, all the way up to 6, is an incredible trek. I don't know what the elevation is, but it's not just uphill. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. It's unbelievable. I would say this. If I was a member, which I could never probably be for a number of reasons, but if I was, I don't know if I'd really want this course to be like my home course. Now, I understand the South course is easier, but this thing is brutal, guys. I mean, the different species of grass that they have around the bunkers or in the fairways or on the rough is all different. And the amount of shots is still... The thing is that the way these guys, it really shows how great of players these guys are, that they're able to tame this course on Thursday. Now, today we got a little mist already. It's much of a repeat of Thursday, where it's a low 60s and gray. But unlike Thursdays, it looks like it's going to be like it was yesterday and Friday by when the leaders tee off. So you could see a lot of bunching up coming up here from the bottom of the pack or the middle of the pack by the time it's when the leaders tee off. Because remember, what we've seen is we haven't seen much movement since Thursday, right? I mean, we posted an 8 there to lead, and now everything's kind of bunched up. Why? Well, because the sun came out late on Friday, dried it up, and it was just a scorching, beautiful day yesterday. But it tamed all the players. So there's, you know.
All right, so let me ask you.
Not to mention Scott, yeah.
Let me ask both of you guys, because you alluded to it, okay? You started to talk about what took place with the PGA and LIV and the DP and all this stuff, okay? And quite frankly, you know, I think we're all on a very similar page. And now you have the DOJ getting involved in this. I don't know if you guys saw that, but whenever there's, like, this kind of crazy money involved in something, then there's always going to be questions. So,
right.
I don't know how y'all feel. I don't know how y'all feel about the whole merger. But to me, I was extremely disappointed in the PGA, okay? I was extremely disappointed. And I think both of you guys know that I happen to know a few players on the PGA Tour. I work with them. I think that this was a big shock. And I think that in a lot of ways, you know, the PGA wasn't totally up front with their guys. And they've got a lot of explaining to do, and they have a lot of making up to do to guys that were super loyal, like Rory, who's atop of that leaderboard, like a Scottie Scheffler, like a Tiger Woods, who we know is the PGA in general. But I'll tell you, man, I was extremely disappointed that they merged. I really felt like the PGA caved in, and for a lot of reasons, I don't understand it. But at the end of the day, we all know money rules the world, and cash changes people. So,
yep.
I want to get your thought. I mean, what do you feel about this merger? Both you guys, Mitch, you go first.
Well, I will tell you this: there was no one. I was screaming loud as heck that this is terrible, and much like Rory, that these guys were being completely bamboozled and blindsided. I mean, to have this type of announcement that they find out by text or Twitter was absolutely ridiculous. And I couldn't have been more disgusted with Monahan taking the Saudi money and stiffing these guys who gave up hundreds of millions of dollars not to play, and to stay loyal. And what do they do with those guys? Yeah. Not just those guys, but the other guys that support the tour. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, what they're selling them, supposedly, is that the PGA was bleeding so much money in all these court battles and whatever that it was going to cost
right.
them more, and they had to get in bed with the Saudis. But now what you're saying is, all right, if that's the case, and I talked about this with Mike last week, if the PGA is getting in bed with the Saudis, you know what? The NFL is right around the corner from them, and baseball and basketball and all this money is going to come in right now. I mean, Roger Goodell was sitting there probably laughing in bed going like, oh, my God, this just allows me to now bring them in since the PGA has done it, which is really, if you think about it, golf is like the people's sport. It's really the only one in which we can actually play the exact same game that the professionals do. There's really no other sport like that. So once this money comes into the PGA, you're going to see it in all other sports. And I will say this. It's kind of like when gambling started to come into sport. And it was on a limited basis, and now it is all you get, everything. On ESPN, on any show, you've got the lines because everyone wants gambling. So as much as gambling has become a cancer in sports, the Saudi money that's coming in to sport is going to be exactly like that, and it's disgusting. I can't believe they got in bed with these people and with their human rights violations, how they treat women, the whole Khashoggi thing. I mean, it's just terrible.
Right.
And then golf
right.
doesn't call them out like that. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
We're on the same page, and I'm going to assume Media Mike will be the same way. So where are you at, Media Mike?
No, I am the same way, and it's disgusting. As much of a stink as the PGA made about LIV, and then to get in bed with them, I was just like, you guys are some of the biggest hypocrites out there, and there are a ton of hypocrites in our world, but man, that is kind of taking the cake. You know, Mitch in Santa Monica, I'm with you. You know, look, the Saudis are trying to sports wash everything. They're getting involved in soccer in Europe. They're getting involved in F1 racing. Now it's golf. I mean, it's coming where they're going to try and buy their way out of, you know, their human rights violations, the Khashoggi thing, all those things that people are like, they just look at, you do minimal research and be like, why are you getting in the bed with these people? There's no reason to do that. And then what I find real interesting is the commissioner of golf, he's taking time off because of health reasons or something's going on where he's given up power for a little bit and there's an interim mm-hmm. guy. I'm like, oh, how convenient. You take yourself out of the situation, out of all the controversy, and you leave whoever is there and their underling to deal with this. Like, I just, it's kind of, it's sick, it's disgusting. And if I'm Rory, if I'm these guys that turned down all that money, I would be speaking out on it at any given moment, at any golf pressure. I would just be voicing my
displeasure
with the PGA.
Yeah. So just out of curiosity, how much pressure do you guys think Brooks Koepka winning the Masters put on this whole thing? Because at the end of the day, those guys were still allowed to play majors, right? And then a guy wins one.
Right.
And then a week later, all of a sudden, they're merging. There's just something kind of awkward
right.
and weird about it. So with that being said, who do we want to see win this thing today?
I'll go first.
Well, first of all, I don't think Brooks winning put any pressure, because what was going to happen is the LIV players were going to age out unless they had won that tournament, and they weren't going to have enough points to be a part of these major championships anyway. So that, I think, was a non-factor. And of all the players in full swing, if you saw that, you know, Brooks went to LIV because he thought his career was over, and this is the way that he could extend his career. So I would say the Brooks thing is a non-factor. Winning thing today, I mean, as you know, being such a vocal person, I'd love to see Rory come back. And then again, I'd like to see Ricky win for the first time. I mean, what a great story, you know, especially him playing a practice round with this boy, you know, that was his, you know, this boy who dressed up like him in, at Halloween. Have you heard about that story? I mean, there's a lot of stories out there. I don't need necessarily Scotty to win again, or DJ, although I love those guys. I mean, the whole leaderboard, it's going to be so fantastic to watch. And I don't need to think about Liv, because I think there's no one in contention if I'm Liv on this list right now, if I'm looking at it. So it's going to be a
If it's up to me, I want to see Ricky get it done, fellas. Mike, who do you like?
Yeah, when it comes down to it, I'd like to see Ricky win his first one. But, hey, Mitch, it was great talking with you. As always, keep us informed about the days you're not watching sports and you end up at a professional golf tournament. Andy and I will be back on the Dwarf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come back, everybody.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am Mike Wilson. I have been joined by
Mr. Traveler Andy Dorf in the second hour. We've talked NBA, we've talked U.S. Open, all sorts of stuff. We're to that point in the show where we do our final takes. And Andy, I'm going to do it reverse style. You go first this week.
I love it, man. And I'll be honest, I kind of like having this role, bro. It doesn't always happen this way for me, so I do appreciate it. Look, man, it's Father's Day. It's U.S. Open Day. Get out there and have a wonderful day with your families. Enjoy it. Enjoy the golf. And you know what? Just have fun, man. Be happy that you're alive and be happy that you're doing what you're doing on a beautiful Sunday, man.
No, absolutely. My thoughts would be the same thing. I remember watching the U.S. Open with my dad a lot of times in the final rounds and stuff. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, all the fathers. For Andy Dorf, John Poulter, and myself, Mike Wilson, this has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great weekend, everybody, and have a great week. See you later.